Real quick, as we get started, I just want to, you know, take a little time to talk about Razul. Just thank him for his time here, all the, you know, the work and the leadership that he provided us. Obviously, that was, you know, a nice practice squad signing in the middle of the season. I don't think you see those too many often, so very appreciative of him. Just want to talk about Rashawn Gary and the extension. Obviously, very core member of our football team, and I'm very excited to lock him up for a long time. So he means a lot to our football team, and we're excited to have him. You know, season hasn't gone like we wanted it to. There's been some frustration, but I think we're very focused on the process, how we get through it, and continue to get better. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Brian, what led to this decision to trade Razul?
You know, it's that was a tough one because of what he means to our team. But at the same time, you know, we weren't looking to move anybody. Got a call kind of out of the blue a few days ago, and it ended up being, you know, we kind of weren't really interested in doing it. But at the end of the day, the offer was kind of too good to pass up.
I'm sure you're expected ups and downs with how young you decided to go with the pass catching spots, but what do you make of the last four or five games have been?
I mean, I would have expected better results, but the guys they're putting the work in, they're doing things the right way. We've certainly seen a lot of glimpses in practice and certainly in the second half of some games, but the consistency hasn't been there. But again, I really do believe in the group, you know, in that building and the coaching staff, and I think big things are ahead. It's just going to, you know, we got to get through these things. We got to learn from them. We got to, you know, stay grounded to the process. And if we do that, I think the results will come.